Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, we back again, your boy DJ Nothing Nice. Nothing Nice Radio right here. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now from all over the world, man. It's been a good week, you know, excellent week. Of course, you know, it's my favorite time of the month, you know, for March Madness. March Madness, you know, I know my team, Michigan, really ain't, you know, hitting on nothing right now, but it is what it is on that level. Shout out to everybody, once again, from all over the world, your boy DJ Nothing Nice, a.k.a. Mr. No Time for Sleep. Had a all right week, you know, sunny down here in Orlando. I know y'all tired of me saying it's sunny, but I got to keep on saying it's sunny because I want to bring the sun to you. Hopefully you had a good day today, and hopefully you have a good rest of the day. A lot of things going on. We're going to definitely talk to Miss Liz, my PR from the L3 brand. You know, shout out to everybody that's on that brand and definitely deal with Miss Liz. Miss Liz, met Miss Liz about 6 years ago, I can say. And as far as the business and everything with her, she definitely has the business on blast, man. You know what I mean? She definitely handles business the way she's definitely supposed to handle. A little bit about the L3 brand. I'll let her, you know, when she checks in, I'll let her explain even more and what she does. One of her things are we are the source for exclusive entertainment news, marketing, brand development, and PR. Been in the business basically 11 years, and she definitely has a lot of different things that she does, definitely dealing with the community. So if you're that type of person who wants that type of person backing you and supporting you, Ms. Liz is the person that you need to definitely contact. Her email is, her website is www.l3brand.com. Check out the site, man. It has a lot of different information on there for you as far as news, her clients. I mean, just a lot of different things. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. You know, it's official. It's definitely official. Dealing in the Carolinas area, but she definitely touches different arenas, you know, as far as DJs, as far as events. I was just checking out some stuff. I didn't even know she was dealing with the Salute the DJ Award. You know, I had no idea until I checked out her site. Her site, once again, is www.l3brand.com. Shout out to Good Time Cigarello. You already know how we do it. If you want more information about that, make sure you text me at 704-448-3914. Shout out to L&L Films and Productions. They got a nice event coming up real soon. Shout out to Miss Caramel. Shout out to DNC Music Group over there in the different areas from California to Atlanta to Florida, all over. Make sure you Google BC Music Group LLC. Big D over there holding it down. He has the lighting. He has a lot of different exclusive things. Also, digital distribution. Now, digital distribution, if those of you don't know, that's where a lot of the industry is heading towards, because a lot of people think that the physical copies handed out, the things are going to get you signed. But that's part of it. That's part of it, your advertisement. That's more physical, the physical copies. You know, a lot of people, you know, they're still rocking with the CDs, you know, the MP3s and things like that, MP3 players, I'm sorry. But, yeah, the digital literacy is where it's at. You know, if you're not on a computer, if you're not on a cell phone, if you're not on a tablet, then you're gonna get left behind. I'm just being real. You know me. I have to tell you like it is. I definitely have to tell you like it is, because if nobody else gonna tell you, DJ Nothing Nice is gonna tell you. You know what I mean, about getting digital literate. You know what I mean. Makes sure people like, I don't want to get on a cell phone. I don't want to text. I don't want to do this. Okay, well, I say about a good 5 to 10 years. If you don't know, then you won't know. You definitely will be left behind. And especially if you got, you know, kids or you got family members who don't want to conform to being digital, then I would suggest you just do all you can. You know, go to your higher power, whatever you got to do to make sure they recognize that being digital is where it's at. You know, I'm not saying, like, go out and get the smart TVs or go out and get the most expensive, you know, Apple phone or, you know, your Mac computer, but at least have a computer, at least have a cell phone, at least have some type of communication digitally to where people can like know where you're at, you know, because there's a lot of things that dealing with digital stuff that you can have and it can track you, and if you're lost or all you have to do is, you know, to be able to find you. Because I mean, a lot of if you watch a lot of investigative stuff, which I know, you know, a lot of Americans do, because, you know, we know it's okay, it's all right, it's okay, if you know it's okay. Now that'll even make you more even nosier, if that's the word, if I can use that word. Nosier, can I say nosier? Yeah, I'll say nosier. Nosier, I'll say that. I'll make that up, even if it's not a way. It might be a dictionary, but, you know, just to keep you in the loop of what's going on, you know, as far as your newspapers, your contact information, just your notes, you know, going out to daily life events, as far as going through your things that you do daily. You know, you don't have time to write down on a piece of paper. You can just go to your notes in your phone and just, okay, all right, send a reminder. Or you can, you know, have different types of, like, appointments that you have, set them up to where you can send you little reminders so you can be like, oh, yeah, I didn't forget. You know, it just gave me a reminder an hour prior, 15 minutes prior, even 30 minutes prior. So, I mean, being digitally literate is where it's at, you know. It really is. So that's just a little tidbit from your boy DJ Nothing Nice. I got to give it to you. You know, I got to give you that little word of the day, like I always do. But we're just sitting here waiting for Miss Liz to check in right now. Definitely waiting for her to give us some of that knowledge as far as representing that L3 brand. And once she does, you'll see, you know, I got a few questions for her. You know, I got a few questions for her as far as, you know, what it takes to be a PR and why, what clients does she choose and why she chooses certain clients. Because I know a lot of times some people only deal with certain types of people, you know what I mean, that are about business. Because I know I do. You know, if you're not about business, if you're not about, you know, it's the fun, the games, it's cool, you know, the flash and the jewelry and the cars and all that stuff is materialistic. But once you have a real tight team and a real that's on the same level as you, that's what makes the difference. You know what I mean? Team, what they say, teamwork makes the dream work, but only if everybody's on the same page. You know what I mean? Only if people have the same vision can you really be successful. You know, I know everybody's like, yeah, DJ Nothing Nice, you know, he always trying to throw some knowledge out there. Yeah, of course I got to give you the knowledge. You know what I mean? I got to give them words of wisdom. You know, that's just what I do. Every day, all day, you know. If you have any type of complaints, you can hit up my Gmail, or you can call me at 704-448-3914, and I'll definitely give you some knowledge, man, because, you know, people always install stuff in me, and I like to share. That's the type of person. Because when they say sharing is caring, yeah, definitely sharing is caring. So, I mean, what else is there? Yeah, I got a few things coming up. Shout out to Nefertiti, at Nefertiti, to you if you want to follow her. She's doing big things right now on that modeling aspect. We got that Sexier Body coming up through Live Mixtapes, livemixtapes.com. Shout out to Live Mixtapes. Shout out to Dat Piff. Shout out to man Young Diesel that checked in last interview. You know, we going to get that interview out to you. And matter of fact, it is already on SoundCloud. So if you want to go to my SoundCloud, and that's DJ Nothing Nice, double I, just go on SoundCloud.com and search DJ. Nothin-Nice. You know, I know I have about four or five ones up there, but the main one that has the one that I'm in representing Atlanta, the Atlanta area. So, you know, just to let you know, just a lot of different things that's going on. Oh, check out my Twitter at DJ Nothing Nice. Check out my LinkedIn. Check out my Path. I just joined that. I'm starting to like Path. Path is okay. PATH. It's an app, you know, that you can just put all your links together, where it's Facebook, Twitter, your Foursquare. You know, I'm throwing a lot of plugs at you right now. Shout out to all those ones I'm talking about, too. You know, let's get some sponsorship popping. Can we do that? Can we get some sponsorship popping over there with that? Shout out to all the authors that's out there that's doing their thing, new movies that's coming out. There's a lot of movies that's coming out. Matter of fact, you know what I want to say, really? I really want to say shout out to Netflix, because Netflix be having some stuff on a movie, man. Like, shout out to all my independent filmmakers too. All my filmmakers, you know what I'm saying? I give you a high five, a verbal high five. You know, I can give you a high 10, but you know, that's kind of silly a little bit. But so I'll give you a verbal high five right there. Give you some dap, give you the pound, however you want to do it, on that emoji. You know, even a nice smiley face, I'll give you that. You know, so yeah, shout out to all my filmmakers, man, because y'all really get it in. You know what I mean? Filmmakers, producers, DJs, artists, everybody, man, everybody that's in the industry that's working hard, that's grinding, I salute you. And don't worry about anything else that anybody got to tell you as far as you can't make it, because with consistency, communication, you can make it. You feel me? That's my word. That's my word. That's what I live by, because that's just what I do. That's just who I am. That's what's in me. And you got to have a drive. You don't have to have worry about nobody not pushing you or anything like that. So, hello, somebody check that right now? No. Hello?
Yes, it's Liz.
Oh, okay, Miss Liz, what's going on with you? How you doing?
I'm good, you know, staying running, staying busy as always.
Right, you know, I know you do, so just go ahead and introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your business. You know, I've already been setting the foundation as far as what you're doing on my end with me, so, you know, to help make me successful. So, you know, it's all about you, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, basically, I'm Liz, CEO of L3PR Management and the L3 brand. My company is an umbrella company where I have a number of different businesses and, you know, independent companies that I help to build up the brands for and to really get them off the ground or just to support them. The L3 brand, you know, we have L3 Photography. We have the PR side of things. And then we also have the institute where I work with different youth and help to mentor them, get them into positions where they can really flourish and prosper for their future. Mm-hmm. There's just so much that I've kind of tapped into outside of management, outside of being a publicist. You know, I've become so much so of a liaison for a lot of people and a lot of companies to really help them to navigate to, you know, their level of success they want to reach.
Right.
So in a lot of ways, people come to me as a life coach, but I try to kind of stay in one way and not get too far into their personal lives. However, you know, with career and your personal life, a lot of times you have to match it up so that it can, so everything lines up correctly. You won't be going too far in one direction and it's going to throw you off in your overall destiny. So, but that's me. I've been doing this for, oh my gosh, so many years.
Right.
I started out audio engineering when I was about 14 years old. I taught myself how to record and get into the studio and started building my own studios and was on the street team for the local radio station, the 104.5, and started getting into promoting from there. And, okay. You know, it's been a long journey so far.
No, I have a question, too, with that, because I was talking about earlier as far as you and when you decide to, because I know you don't take everybody as far as the client and they have to have something special about them. What do you look at when you're looking, when people come to you and they want you to be their PR? What do you look for in a client as far as, you know, representing them or having the brand, your brand represent their brand? What are the things that you look for?
Well, the first thing I look for is I find out if they're serious. Because if
right.
they're not serious, I'm not going to take them serious, and no one else is.
Right.
So, you know, that's the main thing. And outside of that, I have to find out what exactly do they want. I need to be able to make sure that I'm confident in getting behind their dream, because if not, I can't work effectively. I can't really represent somebody that I don't believe in and that I don't really see is, you know, can really accomplish things they're seeking to accomplish. Some people want to be a millionaire off of $5 in a dream. And, you know,
right.
you have to be able to be sensible and really exercise common sense when it comes to, hey, you know, here's what I have to invest into myself and into my life versus here's what I want to accomplish. And sometimes those things don't match up. So, you know, when I look at a client and size it up and say, I want to take this on, I just look for an honest brand, honest individual that is
right.
ready to work and that
right.
has their business put together and comes to me saying, hey, this is what I'm missing. You know, here's what I need you to fill in the void with and take on, you know, my campaign and take my brand to the next level, not someone that wants to be complacent and stay in the
right.
same position.
Right. So basically they have to be able to want to grow and be able to grow and be able to be humble, basically, right?
That's correct. That's all it
okay.
is to it. just being ready and being serious about it.
Okay, now you know I got to play the devil's advocate too sometimes because that's what I do. So what are some of your pet peeves that you have that when you deal with clients or in the past or yeah I gotta say that you know because you gotta say the good with the bad, you know, so you gotta say the good. I mean, I'm not saying put nobody on blast. I mean, don't put me on blast. You know, if you want to, you can. I mean, I don't care, but you know, it don't matter. You know, because I know I call like 2 or 3 in the morning. Like you're like, man, come on, I'm trying to get this done nice, but you know, it is what it is. I'm just saying.
No, it's okay. Basically, I don't really get too worked up because if my clients are worrying me, that's a good thing because they're ready to go. They're ready to work, you know, and they're on top of their game. So then I got to set my game up. So it should be a competition between myself and my clients all the time. But as far as the pet peeves, I would say somebody that has a false sense of reality when it comes to what they're bringing to the table. If they say, if they're cocky, and they're like, you know, I'm telling them, okay, look, what's your buzz look like? What are you, where are you at right now? And they're like, oh, well, we don't need the radio. The radio needs us, you know, or if they're, you know, or if they really...
Wrong.
Exactly. So for those types of clients that come to me and they're overly, you know, cocky about where they're at, and those that maybe are inconsistent, they come in there and they're like, you know what, I'm going to go hard for today. But next week, you know, I think I should have made it by then, so I'm going to slack off and just wait for something, some miracle to happen. I don't like that. So.
It's a miracle, huh? A dream. Yeah. It was all a dream. No, I'm just playing. Yeah. I'm not going to sing Biggie on that. Anyway, that you know how people do, though? You know, people do. I know my listeners are like, man, y'all are really, we're serious about what we do over here. You know, people... Because people, like, sometimes want to say, you know what, okay, here's $5. I need you to turn this $5 into $1 million by tomorrow. You're like, what? What?
Right.
That's not gonna happen. So let me ask you, you know, I was talking about digital literacy earlier as far as, you know, having a cell phone, having a computer, having different type of making sure you understand technology, you know what I mean, and the way – you know, things are going because, you know, record sales is down, you know, we're down with a lot of different things and the old ways as far as your posters and hanging them up on like, you know, the walls at businesses is not really being effective as it used to be. Now, I was telling them, you know, make sure you have your cell phone, make sure you have, you know, make sure you know everything about that cell phone, make sure you know what it can do. Now, what tidbits would you give people as far as with the digital literacy, as far as having them and making sure they understand digital literacy?
Well, it's important because you have to, you know, a lot of people these days really self-manage or are the ones that orchestrate their own schedules. They get their own plan of action, and they don't, you know, it's an independent mentality right now that's going around, and so... If you're going to do that, you need to know all the tools that you can use to really be at your best. And if you're not familiar with, okay, I can get on social media and do this, and I can, you know, mass text this out for my fans, or I can be able to email blast this out to an entire network of the media that's already supporting me, you know, as an artist, as a brand, or the host, or whatever you are, you have to be familiar with those things. If you're not able to navigate, you're going to be behind the curve, and everybody else is going to be doing their own thing and have a team probably supporting them as well. And, you know, you're going to miss out on a lot of different opportunities where you can get on there, you can build relationships, interact online, you know, you can build your network up and grow. You have to be able to, what people don't realize is when you come to a publicist, when you come to a management group or a team, you have to have a substantial buzz and activity and movement going already before they'll even look at you. And so if you don't know how to get on there and initiate it yourself, you know, you're going to be out of luck. So it's important. It's definitely important to be able to get on there and navigate on your own, you know, use technology and just stay on your A game when it comes to that. And you won't be left behind. You can be ahead of the curve, you know.
So, okay, let's talk about some upcoming projects. I know you got your hand in a lot of different things. I mean, you even be hit me up like, oh, nice, we got this. I'm like, okay, cool, that's good. You know what I mean? So what projects do you have coming up, you know, up-and-coming projects you have coming up?
Well, there's so much. Definitely, I want to give a shout out to one of my clients, Rob Style Film. He's an LA film director, and he has a new film coming out. I'll have more information on that later on in the spring. But he's definitely doing his thing out in LA. There are so many people that, you know, are working right now that I've been, you know, I'm honored to actually support and be a part of their project. So definitely let's make it happen together. It's an organization, a nonprofit organization here in North Carolina. They were behind the Fayetteville Unity March. They were also, they did the free Selma viewing for hundreds of people and at-risk youth here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And, you know, they took care of the kids, got them, fed them, did a discussion session afterward and had a luncheon. They had one of the ladies that actually was a part of the Selma March to come out and speak, and they got a chance to learn. And, you know, we had the police department come out, and that was a part of that as well, different city officials. And currently, the new project that the organization is working on is getting jobs and opportunities for the ex-offenders so that they can have a chance to, you know, restart and reset their lives and not just be destined to, you know, go down downward spiral. We're helping them to get their interview attire, get them free haircuts, hairstyles, get them into the HRD classes at the Technical Community College here, and also to provide them with job opportunities by reaching out to and connecting with those businesses locally and, you know, across to build relationships with them and get them in agreement and on board with the movement so that they can, you know, provide jobs for the ex-offenders. So it's something specifically done for them, and that's one of the main things that I'm focusing on right now as far as my, you know, one of my newer clients, because that is something that's a passion to me. To be able to help those that really are in a position where they're under someone else's stuff and they have to wait for help, you know. So, but yeah, those two companies are definitely doing their thing. You know, CMAC is out in Texas. You know, my client, also a great friend of mine, she's building up her knowledge base right now and just kind of, you know, doing some different moves so that everyone will get a chance to really see what she wants to do with her brand, not only as a host, but as a media source as well. So it's so much that she's going to bring to the table in the near future. You name it. I just have a lot that's kind of, you know, in the works. And so I want to be able to introduce those things to everybody still in here, and just be on the lookout. If you guys want to follow what I have coming up and what the company is going to be working on, you can follow us on Twitter at l3brand.com. It's all spelled out, l3brand, d-o-t-c-o-m. If you want to follow on Instagram, it's l3ceo. And you can always give us a call on the line. It's 910-364-9677. Somebody is either going to pick up or we'll give you a call back. And definitely, you know, if you're a new client, you want to get on board or you just need that support or want to network, whatever the case is, feel free to reach out. I'll definitely, you know, make something happen for you. And, you know, if nothing else, you can sit down and just politic about, you know, what could, you know, what collaboration could come about, too.
Right. And also, too, she forgot to tell you, she's a master chef, too, y'all. Just to let you know, you know, you don't have to worry about it. She is the golden corral, you know. I'm just letting you know, you know. Y'all need to check out them pictures that she be putting on Instagram, because I'll be like, man, I'm gonna try to compete against her, but I know, you know, I can't do it. You know, I just throw a little bit of stuff out there too.
I love, it. That's one of my favorite pastimes, is getting in the kitchen when I'm not working. When I am working, I might be working on conference call in the kitchen, you know, making some fettuccine alfredo with grilled chicken and parmesan, like every day.
Here we go. Here we go. See, that's what I'm talking about. There we go with the bragging. She bragging involuntarily, like not really bragging, but she is bragging. You know what I'm saying? See what I'm talking about, y'all? That's what I'm talking about. Talking about the fettuccine Alfredo, and we over here, you know, some people over here we trying to eat these grilled cheese sandwiches. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? With a little bit of a little bit of spam.
Okay.
No, I'm just joking.
Well,
I can't.
For meal, so.
We were like, yeah, man, we about to hit up. He's like, yo, we about to hit up these ramen noodles and these hot dogs and throw it in there. I mean, nothing against ramen noodles and hot dogs. Whoever eating them, because I know it's good. Throw some cheese in there, you know, you can throw some seasoning stuff. But I'm just saying, you know. Yeah, you know. But anyway, that's what it is. That's Miss Liz right there, man. That's Miss Liz. And also, with dealing with her, like I said, she's real, you know, real down-to-earth person. I mean, you know, she's always busy, just to let y'all know. I mean, she's always working, always trying to deal with community. Now, since you said something about the community thing, I do want to ask you, what is your statement as far as when people, or you hear people say, because I know what I think, but I want to hear it from you. What's your statement when people say, you know, I'm in this to get rich. You know what I'm saying? I'm in this to get money and blah, blah, blah. What was the first thing that you would say if somebody came to you and was like, look, I want you to be on PR. I'm trying to get this money. That's all I'm focusing on. You know what I'm saying? What would you say to them? Or what would you say to somebody that's trying to get to where you are, but they think it's going to make them a whole lot of money or just make them rich overnight? You know, what would you say to them?
Well, my first question I ask anybody is, what makes you worth it?
Right.
What makes you worth somebody paying you for what you do, stand out beyond anybody else? Are you doing everything you can do? You know, mm-hmm. And if the answer is yes, then I'm like, okay, let's get rich. And also tell me what your definition of rich is. Do you mean
mm-hmm.
rich in mind? Do you mean rich in, you know, having a following that's strong and that's unbeatable? Do you mean rich
mm-hmm.
is just in having money in your pocket and your bank account? Because if you are looking to just gain money and you don't have a real following, then what happens when those people that initially, you know, paid you are gone? You have to be really
mm-hmm.
consistent. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said, you have to have an end goal. It can't just be, oh, okay, well, I want to get some quick money. I want to hit a lick. I want to, you know,
mm-hmm.
be at this certain point by this date. It has to be
mm-hmm.
a consistent grind, and then you
mm-hmm.
have to know what's next. What are you going to use your platform to take you to the next platform? You know, that's how I see it, and they have to understand that. It's not just a one-time move. It's about longevity.
Mm. Okay, yeah, you just answered my next question, because I was about to ask you, you know, so is it an everyday growing process? Is there different levels, or is it just, you know, a one-time thing? Like, okay, look, I just want to do this one project, and that's it, and then, you know, I want to chill out, and I'm going
to
come back out again and do, you know.
Oh,
you know,
no,
you got,
they have
you got
to.
Some people, go ahead.
Well, they have to be willing to work nonstop, and then
right.
everything is a step to go to the next. There's no final destination in this game.
Right.
You know, it's about,
right.
what am I doing this for? Okay, I'm doing this so I can get money to pay for this. I'm doing
right.
it and taking that money that I get from this to invest it into this. And
right.
if you don't have that sense and mentality, then you're really doomed from the gate, because it's going to be a point where everything is going to start to go downhill. It's not going
right.
to go in the direction you want all the time. You have to say,
right.
what else can I do now? So,
right.
yeah, it's you're going to, if you make 3 albums and you're not where you want to be as an artist, then you have to figure out, do I keep going? What do I change if I'm doing the same thing and being redundant and I'm not getting any different results? You have to figure out what you're going to do or change up in order to make something happen for yourself, and so you're not spending out money and wasting it and still seeing the same result.
Right, right. And see, I'm going to stop it right there, because I want y'all to make sure y'all you know, do the right paperwork to get that type of jewels. That's what I'm going to say on that, you know what I'm saying? You know, we'll give a little bit, you know, just to be like, okay, yeah, I want to work with her, you know? So Ms. Liz, give out all your information again, and then we're going to close this thing out. But go ahead and give all your information, and anything else you want to say, comments, you know, likes, dislikes, you know, little rants you want to talk about, you can do it this time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, definitely, if you want to follow me on social media, once again, you can go on Twitter. That's l3brand.com, that's Z-O-T-C-O-M. And Instagram is L3CEO. Facebook. You can just go to facebook.com/L3Promotions. And, you know, if you are interested in contacting outside of social media, you can call the number 910-364-9677. That will route you through to one of the other lines, and you can get a hold to us. We'll have some more contact information coming up soon. You can find all of that info on our website, l3brand.com. Make sure to stay on there. Look out for any updates coming up, new events, exclusive news, you know. And then if you are ready to go and you just want to come to fly down to North Carolina or fly up to North Carolina, where you're at, you know, make sure you send us a message, something. So you're going to be in the city, if you're going to be making noise, and we want to know about it, definitely.
Right.
So,
right. Right. And make sure y'all do it. If y'all do contact her, business, please. Thank you. You know, this ain't no love connection, nothing like that. You know, now she can handle that on her personal. You know, I'm just saying, like, when you come in the city, I got to put that out there. You know, I'm sure she already has about 1,000 stalkers already, but still, you know, we don't need a thousand and one. So, yeah, and also to do your exclusive interviews, make sure you contact Miss Liz for me, too. Add me on Twitter, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Ms. Liz for this interview, taking the time out of her busy, busy, busy schedule to interview with me here. So, and shout out to everybody out there. And just enjoy your day, enjoy your week this week. And just stay committed, stay consistent, have communication in anything and everything that you do. And like I said, man, stay on that digital. Stay on that digital, because that digital is where it's at. One more thing. Liz, are you going to put the chip inside of your finger, like, in the future? Are you going to do that?
Heck no. There's nothing inside of my body. It's crazy.
I'm just saying, are you going to put the chip in? You said no about the chip. Okay, well, are you going to pay the $100 to go to the moon and live on the moon? Are you going to do that?
I don't know. This is just
some of the, you know, things that they're working on, you know, and they're working on that stuff. So, you know, I just had to ask people, you know, are you going to pay? Am I going to pay $100 to go to the moon? No, I don't think so. No. But I will save up my money for that virtual reality TV that's going to come out in 2020, though, because they're dropping that first reality. Yeah, they're dropping that TV. So I might, you know. Might do that, but other than that, I don't know about the chip, and I don't know about going to Mars. So, yeah, but that's it. That's it with me, man. Ms. Liz, thank you, everybody, for tuning
thank
in. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to continue to moving on. It's your boy, DJ Nothing Nice, Ms. Liz, L3, the brand. You already know. It is what it is, man. We're going to holler at y'all on the next go-round. Peace.